This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am very delighted that we're together spending this time on this beautiful Thursday in the Lord, eager to hear from you about what's going on in your world. Let me give you that toll-free number to use right here at the front end of our time together, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3988. 86. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. We're also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, encouraging you to use the chat feature there. Put in your name and tell us where you are. If you're not listening to us via that social media opportunity, let us know how you're listening. Be sure to put your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in that chat feature, and know that we will get it retrieved for you. We've got Pedro Quiles, who's doing the retrieving. We've got Matthew Gubensky, who is out there manning those phones and getting you up on the board. You can also text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Again, tell us who you are, where you are, how you're listening to us. Know that message and data rates may apply depending upon your plan if you use that option. Well, I'm all excited. I was just on the air with Teresa Tomeo and Mike Aquilina, and we were talking about the upcoming event that's happening on June 7th at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Parish Church there in Charleroi, PA, right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you, I just could feel the Holy Spirit in the midst of our conversation there, which to me was a very, very good, positive gift of God, indicating that this day is going to be nothing short of amazing. So I want to invite you to join us there at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church in Charleroi, PA. All of the information is at our website. Just go out there to womenofgrace.com. You are going to see it in our slideshow. You certainly are. You've got to click a little bit. It's the third one. It's a hyperlink. You can click on that and then sign up. But it's also located for you in our attend an event section that's at the bottom of that homepage. So just click on that and you're going to come right up to it. It's the very first one, June 7th. Women of Grace and Praise Nation present a one-day Pentecost event hosted by St. Andrew the Apostle Parish. So Mike is going to be speaking. Mike Aquilina is going to be speaking to the men. I'm going to be speaking to the women. We're going to swap for one talk. I'll talk to the guys and he'll talk to the girls. And it's just going to be absolutely lovely. So we are inviting you to join us. Father Levi Hartle, who is the pastor of St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church, is part of Praise Nation. What is Praise Nation? Who is Praise Nation? It is an absolutely beautiful musical apostolate. And they lead us deeply through their beautiful music into adoration of our Blessed Lord. And their music always takes place in the midst of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And this is going to be amazing. If you would like to see a little bit of what Praise Nation is about, you can simply go out to YouTube and put in their name and you will see some of their videos there and you will get a sense of how powerful this is. I can tell you, I interviewed Father Levi some time ago now. And, we inserted into the interview with him some of the clips from the YouTube presentations of Praise Nation. But when I was looking at those clips prior to when I was actually out there on YouTube, kind of doing the research for my program and, determining which of these clips do I really like. Well, I got to tell you, I was led into prayer and worship just watching it on YouTube. So I cannot imagine what it's going to be like in person. And we'll be all ready for it. We'll be all ready for it because we will have heard the talks through the course of the day. Holy Spirit will be active in our hearts and our souls. It's going to be beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So please do get out there and take a look at this upcoming event that is there on our website. You will register right at our website. I'm encouraging you. I mean, we Catholics are famous for procrastination. We just really are. Why? I don't exactly know. But, you know, we've got to overcome that for events like this. Why is that? Because we've got to order food. We're going to feed you. We're going to feed you twice during the course of the day. I am very eager for the food. I got to tell you, the food in Pittsburgh is so good. So anyway, I'm eager for that. And we're going to give you lunch and we're going to give you dinner. But, you know, like if you don't register early enough, we're not going to have the right numbers. And you know what that's like if you've ever put on an event, you know, you want to be sure that everybody gets fed and gets fed well. So please do sign up. Don't delay. Come right away. If you're sitting on the fence, get off of the fence. It's not comfortable on a fence. Come on, let's face it. We want you in that nice cushy area of decision in the positive. So do join us for this beautiful event. Other events that are coming up, we're going to have a Young Women of Grace online event, the Eucharist in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's going to be Friday, June the 13th. Our presentation, our guest presenter is Sister Teresa Maria Toma. What a beautiful sister she is. She is a glorious, glorious holy woman. I believe that to be true. I've had the opportunity of working with her not in the distant past. She is a member of a Maronite order of sisters. The Maronite is a Catholic rite underneath the Holy Father. She is quite lovely. I had the opportunity a few weeks back to present to the Maronite women, actually right there in Pittsburgh again at the St. Charbel Spiritual Center. I always love going to Pittsburgh. It's where I was born and raised. And there's just something about going back to your roots. So I'm eager to be with all of you there. It's going to be lovely. So please do check out this beautiful opportunity for young women as well as the event there at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church. Want to mention to you too, right now we have an online summer course, a spring course that's going on in our Benedicta Institute for Women. And that course is Who is Mary? The Journey from Eve to Who is Woman? The Journey from Eve to Mary. We have another one that's coming up beginning on June 30th, Essentials on Carmelite Spirituality. It is not too early to register for that course. June 30th is right around the block. Anyone who has taken any of these courses, I think, has spoken so very favorably of them. And not only favorably, but telling us that they've been blessed. As a matter of fact, I received a text message. Let me see if I can find it really fast. I'll share it with you. I received a text message from a participant in this online course that's going on now, Who is Woman? The Journey from Eve to Mary. And she said, I am totally amazed by the class. The pursuit of understanding the gift of the feminine genius in the eyes of Edith Stein, Von Lafort, Hildebrand, and Dr. Wallenfang is incredible. And she said, I can't get enough. So, you know, that is typically what we hear. It's a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for you for spiritual enrichment or to earn a certification in Catholic women's leadership through the Benedicta Institute. So we invite you to check that out. Again, it's Essentials on Carmelite Spirituality. You can read all about that course and the whole entirety of this institute by going to our website, womenofgrace.com. Well, I hear that music. Somehow I managed to talk through this whole first 8-minute segment. I do that every day, don't I? Oh, well, I am eager to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I am so excited. So excited. Two callers already. Join them. 833-288-EWTN or EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Use the chat feature. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. I am looking forward to hearing from you. I'll tell you what, you make my day when you call in. You really do. And when these phone lines light up, well, I just get virtually giddy. So I do pray that you will give us a call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. 1-800-236-8686. Also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, inviting you to use that chat feature there, and we'll get you up on the board here, and I'll take your question or comment. We've got Pedro Aquiles doing the collecting of questions that you leave at social media sites, and we've got Matthew Gobinski on the phones, and we've got the one, the only, the beautiful, the talented Vanessa Sanchez there, manning the control. She's our new producer. You know, I'm really excited about it. I've had wonderful producers through all of my many years here at EWTN, and each one of them brings something very, very special to the program, and this is no different with Vanessa, so we're so happy to have you, Vanessa. Well, we've got Doug with us. Doug is in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. Now, Doug was with us last weekend at the beautiful Marian Conference held in St. Louis, Missouri, and he's saying that Jack told him to call in, because Jack was with me, and these two guys had a chance to chat. So let's chat with Doug, too. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hello, hello.
Hello,
yeah,
hello.
So I'm kind of jumping the gun on my, you know, one call per month limit. But, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's and I got Jack to give me permission here. So, yeah, I have to say the best part of the conference was your talk again about, you know, when Cy Guy had his accident. And that's very same story was the impetus of my first call-in, but it had to be, just about 20 years ago. And so that was my favorite part. And then I got to share a little bit with Jack about, you know, my conversion, my reversion. And I mentioned how I was all by myself in the tractor, and I was nice air-conditioned cab with the radio on. And somehow I was brought to tears at the thought of Jesus loving us even when we put him to death. Mm. And it was quite powerful. I wrote a note to the priest in our town, trying to figure this out. And I put that note in my wallet, and I just didn't send it. I started, how's this going to affect my status and among friends and so on. And anyway. A month after that, without sending the note, I had a severe motorcycle crash, 3-day coma. They had to revive me several times on the way to the hospital. Anyway, after I recovered, I kind of put two and two together. I took that note to the priest, and it seemed like it was totally out of place, but while he was, giving me his spiritual direction, he brought up a story about a couple he knew who had a child, had it baptized, but it had died soon afterward, and that this couple was sure this child was loving them from heaven. And so as he said that, that's wonderful. But I still was kind of struck by why would he bring that up? After I left him, I somehow connected the dots. That tractor experience of tears for Jesus' love happened on my birthday, which is actually tomorrow. So this will be 45-year anniversary of, as Jack called it, Jesus tapping me on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack said that, well, Jesus tried to get your attention, but you didn't send the note, so Jesus said, Mom, go get him. that was Jack's interpretation. But how I connected the dots was that, probably 3-4 years before that accident, I had taken my girlfriend to end a pre- Catholic boy, I was my conscience was talking to me. I asked her to come out in the hallway and next to a water fountain. I said, if this really is a baby, I want it to be baptized. I took water from the fountain, made a sign of the cross over her womb, and said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So when I connected those dots, I mean, it was just overwhelming. I just, because it happened on my birthday. Mm-hmm. Those tears for Jesus' love happened on my birthday, and that's very much related to this child being deprived of a birthday.
Mm. Wow. You know, Doug, when we have these moments, there's a name for them. They're called Kairos moments. It's a type of time. It's when God breaks through into Chronos time, the time of month and years, breaks into that moment with a signal grace from heaven. And that's exactly what that moment was for you. And even in sharing it with us today, I'm thinking that is a signal grace for others who are hearing. And it's so interesting that you would call in today because, you know, I'm in production every Thursday. And my one of my two guests today is Patricia Sandoval. And Patricia Sandoval is a beautiful, beautiful woman of God. She has a program on EWTN Espanol. And I think it's De Dos en Dos, which means two by two. And Vanessa, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But I think that that's what it means. And she lived a life at one point in time that was very difficult. And she is a post-abortive woman. She had three abortions. And she, you know, had this moment, a Kairos moment, that led her out of homelessness, drug addiction, and began the healing process and restoration from these abortions. And I just feel so strongly that, and I'm grateful that Jack told you to call in, and I'm grateful that you called in today, because I think when you put all of these dots together, the dots that of your story, with the fact that Patricia is my guest today, she's going to be airing, those shows will air in a couple of weeks. The fact of the matter is, you know, God is speaking. And so I just want to take this opportunity to reach out to any woman who is listening now who has had an abortion. I want to reach out to you right now, and I want to tell you that the mercy of God is greater than any sin. There is no sin that's greater than the mercy of God. The evil one will try to tell us that, yes, indeed, there are sins that are greater than God's mercy, but that's a lie. He wants to prevent you from receiving the grace that God wants you to know. He wants to prevent you from receiving God's love. He wants to prevent you from receiving the healing that God wants you to receive. And so I want to encourage you, if you have not confessed this sin, and I will tell you, Doug, and everybody listening, that I've had numbers of women that have come up to me and said, you know, I go to confession regularly, but I have just never confessed the fact that I've had an abortion. And when I ask why, it's shame. I'm ashamed to admit it. And in some cases, fear. I'm afraid of what Father's going to say. Well, I can tell you on the last one, you're going to make Father's Day. He is going to be so, so grateful to God for your generosity of heart in coming and confessing that sin, that you might receive graces. He will receive graces by way of your confession. And as for the first one, don't let the shame that the evil one lays on you be the preventative measure by which he keeps you away from receiving what God wants you to receive. Don't let him. Go, be healed, be freed. So, you know, and this applies to women, but Doug, here you were an individual that was complicit in an abortion. And I can only begin to guess how free you have felt as you've had the opportunity to confess that sin and then to even explore the various ways in which that sin has affected you until now. And this to me is just a graced moment, and we just don't want to miss it. So I just don't want any of you missing it. If you've had an abortion, if you've cooperated in an abortion, if you have performed an abortion, God wants for you to receive his mercy and his healing. We had a chance to talk a little bit about this yesterday. So this must really be something, you know, that the Holy Spirit wants to be known right now, because this is two times in a week, really, where this topic has come up. So, Doug, thank you so much, as always, for sharing with us and for bringing your vulnerability to this program that others might be set free and be healed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. Doug is a regular caller. We appreciate Doug. It was great seeing him in St. Louis. I always love when I'm out and about at these events and you come up and say, hey, I listen to you on EWTN. Because then when you call in, or I watch you on EWTN, then, you know, I feel as though we know each other. So please don't hesitate to do that. Doug was listening to us via Real Presence Catholic Radio. A shout out to all of the good people at Real Presence. Let's get to Tricia. Guess what? You can call too. Yes, you can. The phone lines are open. Pick them up. Make use of them. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's toll-free for you in North America. If you're outside of North America, country code 1-205-271-2985 is the number for you to use. Tricia, I can get it out there. I'm reading her name and her city all at the same time, and then it gets muddled. Tricia from Martinez, Georgia, is with us this morning, listening to us. I'm not quite sure where she's listening to us from. I think St. Paul Catholic Radio. How you doing, Tricia?
Hi, Johnette. Yes, it is St. Paul.
Good.
I don't have anything organized, but you have such a sweet spirit. I have a daughter with severe autism, and we have been through a lot of struggles, and she has suffered her whole life because of this. But recently, she was in a really good host home in Savannah, Georgia, and I got a call from the head of the company telling me that some incident had happened, and she wasn't sure what. She is going through cancer and has like three or four rounds of chemo when she talked to me. But anyway, Sarah Beth has been put somewhere else. And things are a mess. We don't know where she is. And part of that is because we have we lived in Arkansas when we got guardianship, and we didn't realize that when we came to Georgia, we needed to change it. So the state up there has gone through all our paperwork, and it's kind of a mess. They're like, well, maybe we shouldn't have served her. Well, what do we do? And my former husband, he divorced me when I became Catholic 5 years ago. That didn't help her either. But anyway, he is contacting lawyers, and the lawyer told him it's very complicated. I'm just worried about where she might be. We have some really, really bad places for people when they're out of control. They can't seem to regulate their medication. So I need any help or advice you have, please.
Oh, Tricia. Oh, my goodness. Help me to understand. So I get this. So the guardianship was applicable only within the state of Arkansas. And when you moved to Georgia, you didn't know that you had to reapply for that guardianship. So she was in a home. There was an incident. They're not telling you what the incident was, and they're not telling you where they've put her because they don't recognize the legal status of guardianship from Arkansas. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know legal matters, and I know that some things, you know, are like that, where the jurisdiction of that kind of legal action only applies within a given state, or even sometimes within a given aspect of it. But I cannot understand why they would withhold information from you to know where she is. That you know, obviously this young woman, and I think you've called in before, haven't you? I mean, I remember this story. Am I right? Yeah, we've prayed before on the air. And what we do know about Sarah Beth is that, you know, she is deeply troubled by way of this autism. And we also know that sometimes people with severe autism can become somewhat uncontrollable in their behavior, depending upon the way in which they're being treated, just in the natural, but also, you know, through the medical reality. And I can understand why you must be beside yourself. I can hear it in your voice that you are beside yourself. And you've been through so much. And, you know, I cannot really give you any legal advice because I'm not an attorney, for one thing. And two, I wouldn't even know what to tell you to do about that. But I'm glad that your ex-husband is seeking whatever remedy is available through the legal system. And we would only hope that there would be a way to expedite this. Oh, well, you know what? This is so funny and not funny all at the same time. This is really another Kairos moment. Just yesterday, I became aware of a saint that I had never heard of before. And you're going to, you know, maybe hopefully it'll bring a smile to your face, because you sure could use a smile on your face right now. When I tell you what his name is, and he is an early saint. I think he was in the 4th century, and he was martyred, and his name is Saint Expeditus. And so he is the patron saint of expediency, as his name would suggest. So we're going to pray. I don't think it's by coincidence that I was made aware of this saint yesterday. I think it was in anticipation of your call. We're going to pray. We're going to pray that we can get through the muddle of the legal system, that the road would be opened wide and swiftly, that the guardianship would fall into place, and that somehow in the midst of all this, even before that takes place, you are made aware of where your daughter is and you are able to see her. We're going to pray for this. You hear the music, Tricia. I am bound by the music. We're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to pray together. And friends, even now, as we go to this break, let's be intercessors for this situation, right? Let's just come before the throne of the Lord and in our own hearts start praying. And then we'll come together and pray together as a group when we come back. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us here on Women of Grace Live. Stay tuned.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today, as we love spending this time with you Monday through Friday, discussing issues of importance to your life and your faith. And we have Tricia with us. She's here with us via St. Paul Radio. She lives in Martinez, Georgia. I don't think it's too far outside of Savannah. And she's got a very, very difficult situation right now. Her daughter, Sarah Beth, suffers from severe autism. She's been in a group home. If I remember correctly, Tricia, we talked about we had quite a discussion on the air about making the decision to put her in a group home. It was a hard decision for you to make. She's been there now for a few years, but there was some type of an incident, and the person in charge of this group home called Tricia and told her that Sarah Beth had been moved, but that she was not able to tell her where she was moved nor what the incident was. And the reason for that is because even though Tricia had guardianship of Sarah Beth that had been filed and ratified in the state of Arkansas, when she moved to Georgia, that guardianship provision stayed in Arkansas and didn't transfer to Georgia. And Tricia was not aware of the fact that that needed to happen until this incident occurred. And this is a recent incident. So when we went to the break, I asked you, you know, to prayerfully begin opening your heart and your mind to the movement of grace that God would want to bring through you to this moment for Tricia. And I said we would come back and that we would pray specifically for this situation. You know, there is something curious, even as I was recounting the story there, Tricia, remembering very well when you called in and we prayed about this. And I remember the whole thing very vividly. Your daughter, Sarah Beth, didn't have the capacity to sign herself into this group home. So surely, you know, it was done through some type of guardianship that was recognized at that time to even place her there, wasn't it?
I also asked for prayers, please. My husband, former husband, is the one who has, you know, seen the attorneys. He has actually never fought for her. She was sexually abused several times, first time at school. And, you know, he just always has dropped it. And so he, I don't know why, but he needs to be strong so he can get her.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And it may be that, you know, I had mentioned to you prior to the break that maybe you would want to prayerfully consider whether or not you should seek some legal help, too. And I don't know what your finances are like, but there are agencies that can help with these kinds of things. And her sexual abuse is not an uncommon situation that happens to people that are in group homes, women especially, who are in group homes, not specific to women, but women especially, whether they are suffering from a mental disorder of some nature or a physical disability. It's not an uncommon thing, and it's a horrible, horrible thing. And I know that you are beside yourself. So let's pray. And so, Father God, and all of us, let's just join together. You can hear how distraught Trish is. And so, Father God, we come before you in this moment. And what we know is that you're omniscient, that there is nothing that you do not see. There is nothing that you do not know. So even though Trisha is unaware of where her daughter is, you are not. You see her. You see her through your gaze of love. And you look at her with love. Father God, we are asking that your love would pierce the hearts of all of those who have any kind of authority over Sarah Beth. I'm talking about parental authority, as well as legal authority, as well as the authority that comes by way of the home where she might be. I'm asking you, Mary, our mother, to put your mantle of protection over Sarah Beth. I'm asking that in a certain sense, you would make her, well, not in a certain sense, that you would just absolutely make her invisible to the demons that would press upon her. I'm asking that you would protect her from all demonic activity, no matter the way in which it might come, through any kind of physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, spiritual abuse. I'm asking that you would make her invisible to the enemy. I know, Mother, that you long to protect each one of the children of God, each one made in the image and likeness of God, each one in whom you see your Son. And so I ask that this protection would be there and would remain with Sarah Beth throughout the entirety of her time, wherever it is that they have placed her. I'm asking, Mother, that you would take Trisha into your most immaculate heart now. We know that your heart is a refuge. We know that your immaculate heart is the refuge for sinners. That's one of your titles, refuge of sinners. We also know that another one of your titles is Mother of Mercy. We think of that beautiful prayer, the Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. I'm asking that you would enfold Trisha into your most immaculate heart, and that she would experience your life, your sweetness, and your hope. I know how the evil one wants to cause absolute chaos and mayhem in Trisha's life right now, how he wants to incite fear, worry, concern, how he wants to rob her of that faith and that hope in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm asking, Mother, that you would release a legion of angels to stand with her guardian angels around the perimeter of her heart and her mind and her soul to guard it and to protect it from all of these machinations. I ask that this energy of worry and concern would be turned into perseverance, would be turned into long suffering, and would be turned into positive action. Guide her steps. I'm asking that you would go to your spouse, the Holy Spirit, and ask that the Holy Spirit would guide Trisha's steps it tells us in scripture that, you know, that the light of the Lord, you know, is a lamp unto our feet, guiding our steps in the way in which we should go. I'm asking that Trisha's steps would be guided. I'm asking that she would be able to seek advice and counsel that would give her not only good information, but would give her the legal tools and stand by her with those legal tools to see what can be done. Now, Saint Expeditus, I don't know you very well at all. I've just met you. But I know that it is the desire of every saint in heaven, therefore your desire, to interact in the lives of God's children as a secondary instrument. I know that. And so I am asking for your intercession for Teresa, or excuse me, for Trisha, your intercession for Trisha, that everything would fall into place in an expeditious manner. You are the saint of expeditious activity. And so I'm asking that this would happen and would happen soon. And because I misnamed Trisha and named her Teresa, I'm going to ask for you, little Therese, to also be involved in this process. I'm asking that you would intercede in a special way for Trisha. And so it is, Father, that with full faith and with full confidence, with full hope, we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We offer it by way of the merits of his cross. We offer it through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we offer it with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Trisha, I don't know if you've thought about this, but this is just a thought, and I'm not saying it's an inspired thought. You know, I'm not saying it came from the Holy Spirit, but it was a thought that entered my mind as we were praying to go to your parish. You know, oftentimes, and you know, in the past, my late husband Anthony and I had need of legal advice and counsel, and there were parishioners there who actually had the you know, the gratuity of heart to give us good legal advice, and they didn't charge for it. They just wanted to help us in a couple of different situations that we were facing at that time. And so the thought occurs to me to go to the parish to see if there is an attorney. Maybe you have an attorney friend and you feel as though you shouldn't impose. And, you know, oftentimes I think we deprive people of you know, the opportunity to exercise the virtue of charity and to gain grace by way of that virtue of charity because we have some kind of, you know, pride or you know, inability to ask for help when we need it. But I want to suggest that to you. And my producer is telling me that Saint Expeditus is the patron saint of urgent causes. He is also known as the saint of time. He's going to become a really good friend. Saint Expeditus, I got your number now. I'm going to be calling on you a lot. So I would ask for his intercession. I don't know if there's any kind of novena out there to him or a particular prayer. You can look that up online. Patricia, I do want to assure you of one thing, honey. I am tucking you into my rosary today, and I am carrying you and Sarah Beth in my heart, so you are not alone in this. And I know that I'm not alone in making this pledge to you, but there are others out there who are hearing your plight, especially parents who have children who are autistic, who would be desiring to also pray and intercede for you. Here, I've got more. Here, Expeditus, patron of those who hope for rapid solutions, I humbly kneel before you, seeking your miraculous aid. Through your intercession, may my urgent request be granted. With sincere gratitude, I promise to glorify your name and spread devotion to you. Amen. All right. There is a prayer, Trisha. So go out there, pray it, and stand firmly in the knowledge and the truth that God knows exactly what's going on. Our Blessed Mother is protecting your daughter, and all will be well. I hope this helps you, sweetie. I sincerely hope it helps you.
you are full of the Holy Spirit, my confirmation saint to Saint Teresa of Lisieux. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, listen, baby girl, if you needed a sign from heaven, you just received it. I've got tears in my eyes. That is absolutely remarkable. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sharing. But honestly, thank you, St. Therese of Lisieux. She wanted you to know she's in on this with you. And it is your name. It's your confirmation name. Oh, God bless you, Trisha. I know, I just want to call you Teresa. God bless you, Trisha. Trisha. That's tough. But do keep us informed, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Oh, I'm telling you, friends, is God good or what? You know, you can't, people say it's got to be boring, you know, to live a life in the Lord. You know, they say, oh, you can't have any fun, you know? They have absolutely no idea how exciting it is to live a life in the Lord, how exciting it is to live a life in the Spirit. They have no idea how thrilling it is, and fun. It's fun. You can't make this stuff up. So there we, Trisha was crying when she called in, and she leaves with a smile. You could hear her smile and a little bit of a chortle in her voice, right? Because heaven showed up. Heaven always shows up when we pray. Heaven always comes when we pray. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us. We've got some time left on the air today. I'd love to hear from you. Please light up these phone lines. 833-288-3986. It's interesting, too, that we end that little phone call on prayer, talking about prayer, seeing what God does through prayer, because I open divine intimacy today. I was looking for a different meditation in here, but this meditation is where I opened, and it's called The Life of Prayer. And it's a beautiful thing. So let me just read to you a little bit from this, because I think that it really shows us that, you know, prayer is not to be something that just happens, you know, at a given moment in the day. But, you know, prayer is to be something that happens through the course of the day. So this is a beautiful thing. Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene writes this. A soul who longs for a life of intimacy with God is not satisfied to limit its relations with him to the time of prayer, but tries to extend them throughout the whole day. This is a rightful desire for one who tries to prolong continuously his relations with the beloved. He says this, since supernatural love does not consist in sentiment, but in an intimate orientation of the will toward God, we know that this turning is possible even during the performance of duties which absorb all our attention. He writes, and here he's quoting St. Thomas Aquinas, prayer is nothing but a desire of the heart. I want you to hear that. Prayer is nothing but a desire of the heart. If your desire is continuous, your prayer is continuous. So what is he saying? If prayer is nothing but a desire of the heart, if your heart is always desiring God, if that is the habitual state of your soul, whether it's cognitive in a given moment or not, whether it's conscious in a given moment or not, is not the point. If that is the habitual habit of your soul, a desire for God, then your prayer is continuous. You are always praying. Now, we pray for specific intentions like we just did for Trisha, right? And as we did for Sarah Beth. But our attitude is always one of prayer. It is an established reality in our soul by way of our desire. And then Father writes, and here he's quoting St. Augustine. Augustine asks the question, do you wish never to cease praying? Then never cease desiring. Isn't that beautiful? We want to always be desiring God and the things of God. And then Father Gabriel writes, since prayer does not consist in thinking much, but in loving much, a life of continual prayer will consist much more in love than in thought. So what is the goal here then? What is the goal for a soul? The goal for a soul is to be constantly falling more deeply in love day by day. Now, I don't know, you know, what temperature your love of God is at right now. You know, we don't base it on emotion. Let me just say that. Let me put that right out there. We don't base it on emotion because emotions are fleeting, right? They come and they go. You know, we're up, we're down, we're in, we're out. You know, things are good, things are not good. We're subject to the vicissitudes of the circumstances of life and really even the circumstances of our body. We women know this. In addition to that, you know, if we're not feeling well, then, you know, our emotions are not where, you know, in a good place. You know, we might not feel that warm, fuzzy desire for God. But, you know, the desire for God is not based on warm, fuzzy, you know, feelings and emotions. We've got to be asking God constantly to be increasing our love for him. That's got to be what we do every day. God, help me to love you more. And this whole business that we talk about from time to time about giving over territories of our heart, you know, those places that we don't want God to go because we're ashamed of them, or holding on to little habitual sins, or, you know, even big sins that we kind of rather like, even if we only indulge in them once in a while, or holding on to, wounds of the heart, you know, or all of that kind of stuff. You know, that's withholding from God. God's love cannot penetrate that area. So we want to be constantly surrendering these areas to God so that his love can take up more and more residency. And here's a little trick. It's not really a trick. It's a little secret of the spiritual life. I always ask our Blessed Mother, help me, Mother, to love your son more. And I always ask Jesus, help me to love your mother more. Holy Spirit, help me to love you more, and help me to love your spouse more. Help me to love Jesus more. Father God, help me to love the Holy Spirit more. Help me to love your son more. Help me to love the Blessed Mother more. You know, asking all of the time for love, because we know that our love is not 100%. We certainly know it's not 100% pure. Sometimes it's motivated by, you know, our own wants and desires and, you know, our intentions, even if they're good intentions. I mean, prayerful intentions here. But if we are habitually desiring God, seeking that, ask him for that. I want to be habitually desiring you, Lord, because that's prayer. And I want to be united to you 24/7. I want everything that I do to flow through prayer. I want everything to flow from your divine life in me. Therefore, I need more of your divine life, right? So that my actions become a pure stream of your divine life in the world today. So we you know, this wonder of grace, you know, is something that's outside of our ability to comprehend, but it's not outside of our soul to intuit. And then sometimes there's those flashes of illumination, an infused knowledge that the Lord gives to us that we can't put into words. Sometimes it's an image. Sometimes it's devoid of image. Sometimes it's just knowing darkly. It doesn't really matter. We know that we know that we know that we know. And once we taste it, once the soul tastes it, it wants more of it. And if that's not where you are, don't worry. You can get there just by asking God to give you that gift and to live according to that gift, to practice the virtue of loving God more by practicing the virtues. It's not complicated. The spiritual life is not complicated at all. What is difficult is walking the walk of it. It in and of itself is not complicated. The dying to self is not complicated. It's the self-will that prevents us, and that's complicated. So we've got to ask God, simplify, 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 simplify. That's little Therese, isn't it? You know, childlike trust in God. Childlike, not childish, childlike trust in God. Little Therese, she trusted God for everything. She was not complicated, but yet she's a mystic. She's a doctor of the church, right? That's incredible. God wants to do the same thing in you. I can assure you of that. You can take that to the bank. You can invest on that because it's going to yield amazing, amazing, amazing benefits. No question about it. Well, I just love being with you. I'm looking forward to being back again with you tomorrow. Hey, pray for my programs today, would you please? I'm interviewing, as I said, Patricia Sandoval, and I'm also interviewing Jackie Angel. So do pray for me. I appreciate your prayers so, so very much. I'm praying for you all of the time. Until we have the opportunity to be together again, I want you to get out there to that website, womenofgrace.com. Join us in Charleroi, PA. Sign up for one of our events. Sign up for our studies, ladies. You will not be sorry. All righty, I probably should go. I've got to get ready to get to the network. Until we are together again, may the abundant life of Jesus Christ be yours. May God bless you. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank all of you. Bye.